This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Americans today are mourning the death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the second woman ever to serve on the nine-member court. She was appointed by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1993. Ginsburg died of cancer complications yesterday at the age of 87. She is remembered as a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong and reliable liberal voice on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called his colleague a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Said former President Clinton, "Her 27 years on the court exceeded even my high expectations when I appointed her. Rising from a working-class family in New York's borough of Brooklyn, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the male-dominated legal profession to become something of a pop icon for American liberals. The subject of the 2018 feature film On the Basis of Sex, which won an Academy Award, Ginsburg's admirers simply called her RBG. Just 6 weeks before Election Day, Justice Ginsburg's death is certain to touch off a fierce political battle over her successor. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates. Mr. Trump called Ginsburg an amazing woman, but so far he has said nothing about his plans for replacing her on the bench. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next chief executive should do the choosing. As he put it, the voter should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. Meanwhile, the court vacancy becomes another hot-button issue in Donald Trump's bid for a second term in the White House, with Democrats poised to make it tough for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination vote before November. A frequent Trump boast is how many conservatives he's placed on federal court benches. This is VOA News. The Trump administration says all United Nations sanctions on Iran must be restored today. But 13 of the 15 UN Security Council members, including longtime U.S. allies Germany, France, and Britain, say sanctions relief for Tehran will continue. It appears few countries are likely to reimpose sanctions, which were lifted under a 2015 deal between world powers and Iran, aimed at preventing Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. In 2018, Trump quit the accord, reached under his predecessor Barack Obama, calling it the worst deal ever. The United Nations has agreed to step up monitoring of reported human rights abuses in Belarus. During a highly charged debate before the UN Human Rights Council, European ministers denounced the repression of demonstrations since the August 9th elections in the former Soviet Republic. Britain's envoy said the UK would support sanctions. Belarus says the Council's decision set a dangerous precedent. UN rights investigator Anaïs Morin earlier said action is needed to prevent a major geopolitical rift. She said, let's not allow another Iron Curtain to descend on the European continent. A former senior British government health advisor said today the UK is likely to reintroduce some national coronavirus lockdown measures sooner rather than later. This comes a day after Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he did not want another lockdown, but that new restrictions may be needed because the country was facing a second wave of COVID-19. New cases in Britain have almost doubled to 6,000 a day as infection rates soar across parts of northern Britain and London. The UK has so far lost nearly 42,000 lives to the pandemic, with a case count of 388,000. The global numbers from Johns Hopkins University, 30.5 million infections worldwide and 952,000 deaths. Israel is in the first full day of its second national shutdown. It began yesterday with the start of the Jewish high holiday season and is scheduled to last 3 weeks, though that could likely depend on results. Israel has reported 179,000 COVID cases and is worried about multi-thousand new daily cases. The death toll in the Jewish state is put at about 1,200. India's parliament session that began this week is likely to be cut short after 30 lawmakers were found infected with the coronavirus. This as the number of cases in the country rose to 5.3 million. Fatalities in India, 85,600, third highest in the world, only behind the United States and Brazil. Parliament met for the first time in 6 months on September 14th and was scheduled to function until October 1st, but two officials told Reuters that could be reduced by a week. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.